One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. Sorry. I tried to be like a vampire, like an old vampire.
My name Amanda.
My name Amanda. Chocolate Crunch. Wait, what is that? Cocoa Crunch.
Chocolate
What's
Crunch.
What's the vampire cereal? You should know this. You're a cereal guy.
Yeah, Count Chocula.
Count
Chocula. Yeah, and Booberry and Frankenberry.
Oh my God, too sweet.
Anyways, today we're gonna have a bunch of guests.
I'm super excited about it because it is almost Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And we are telling, if you are just listening, we have candles, we have tarot cards, we have old books.
Yeah.
That no one opens and reads.
These books have never been opened.
They're covered in dust.
They've been props for years.
We have cobwebs and we have just smoke.
We have fog. A fog machine.
Well,
the fog machine we have is stellar.
Is it the machine, or did we leave the window open and we?
Or we started smoking.
Oh my God!
There's something scary. Everyone at Smosh started smoking all at the same time. We all got hooked.
That would be so
at
scary.
Once. That would suck.
Sad.
That would suck. So you, as of recording this, because this is Halloween's a couple days away as of this airing. But
yes.
As of recording this, a couple weeks before, you don't have a Halloween costume.
I don't have a Halloween costume, which is actually a crime and a horror in my book, because I always plan out my costumes. I love Halloween, but I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened this year.
It just slips away. I find every year, except for this year, finally, Courtney and I planned something.
Can you tell us what your Halloween costume
yeah,
is?
So I'm going to be Ryan Gosling in Blade Runner 2049. And we're specifically, our costume is that scene with the big hologram.
Mm.
So Courtney's going to be all pink with blue hair. And we're going to do the whole thing where I'm sitting there staring up. And then
that is awesome. Yeah. Can I play Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, my God. I should be freaking Tommy Lee Jones or Harrison Ford or anyone who I love from the 90s.
Okay.
And just no one will know. No one will recognize me, and I'll give them a movie that they've never heard of.
They're like, okay, cool.
That's awesome.
You somehow look like Michael Myers from Halloween. You have an old man mask on.
I will say, I was telling you, it is very hard to top my costume last year where I played the nun.
Yeah.
And then brought her back.
You played the nun multiple times.
Yeah, for Bit City.
Yeah.
I just feel comfy.
Eat or eat it. Bit City,
yeah.
Halloween, just all the time.
She's so comfortable. I love being a horrifying nun because nobody speaks to you at parties.
Oh, that's a, there's, there
People
you go.
People don't approach you.
Huh. I never thought about that.
Yeah. It was kind of like, I was like, wow, this is what it feels like to be at a party and just have like people like avoid you.
Yeah.
And avoid eye contact.
That's really interesting.
And my husband played the priest, any priest.
I feel like at most Halloween parties, the actually genuinely scary costumes are usually the rarest.
I know. No
People,
one dresses.
People, for the most part, go silly. Whereas I feel like back when we were kids in the 90s, it was mostly scary.
Oh, it was
People
very
scary. People
scary
more. And then some in like the past couple decades.
People are like dogs or bunnies or like.
Yeah.
It's like a couple. They're like, I'm a cat and our kid's a little cat.
It's mostly like, silly now.
Okay.
But I think there used to be a lot more scary stuff. Maybe it's also just like teenagers tend to go more scary stuff. I don't know.
I think it's so funny to walk up to a house party and be like, hey, oh my God, it's good to see you. And I'm just a random guy sitting on the couch and he's wearing like a Jason mask.
Yeah.
Or Michael Myers mask. And I'm like, I love that shit.
I am notoriously really lazy with Halloween because I don't love putting on costumes. But what also has happened to me for like the past 10 years is July hits and I go, I should think about what I'm going to do for Halloween this year so I can have a couple months to kind of plan it out and get the stuff ready before the rush happens. And it's hard to get a costume. You
know? The rush.
But then suddenly it's like October 25th.
That's what's happening.
And I'm
to
like,
me.
What the hell happened? I literally had a year where it was before a Halloween party and I didn't even have a costume. It's like an hour before. And I truly wrapped my entire body in toilet paper.
That's horrible.
You know what?
What people, were you?
I was like, I'm a mummy. And then people were like, oh, you're the invisible man. And I was like, yeah, right. That's or, what I am.
To me, you're a house that's been teepeed.
There you go.
Have you ever teepeed a house?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we teepeed a house.
You're wild. You should be arrested. That's insane.
Have you ever teepeed a house?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wild.
It's crazy. You throw it up on the tree and then you run. For your life. I wonder what I'm going to be this year. I don't know. I'm really into Rings of Power, which I know everyone's like, okay, it's slow. But like, maybe I'll be Sauron. Sure.
Lord of the Rings stuff is awesome.
I know, but I need like a straight wig. I need to get the ears.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
And they talk really like drawn out. So people might avoid me. As well.
Interesting.
Or I'll be Wonder Woman. I've played Wonder Woman a couple times, and I love being Wonder Woman.
That's badass. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. So speaking of Halloween, today's episode, we are talking about ghost stories that people here that we work with have experienced.
People have experienced a lot of ghost stories where we work. What is going on?
We have a couple coming on, but I feel like almost most people here at this job have ghost stories. We've heard some insane ones. Marcus told a story about being possessed once.
Oh, I remember that.
And you
don't really believe in ghosts.
I'm skeptical, but I think everybody experiences things they can't explain in their life. And I've had plenty of things that I to this day, I'm like, I don't know what that was.
Love.
It was love. It was clearly love.
Complicated.
Now I don't jump. I think the difference between me and a lot of people is I just don't jump to that's a ghost. I go, this is what happened, and I don't know what it was.
See, I'm immediately like a believer. I'm like, okay, this house is on sacred ground. There's someone buried, and they're coming, and they want you to find the clues to who murdered them.
Interesting. See, I'm hesitant to believe in things hardcore because then I will start to piece together all the reasons to prove myself that it's correct. I try to doubt.
You get
because
involved.
I doubt because I want to know for sure if it's real. And so if I am doubting something and trying to prove it wrong and it's still, then I'm like, then it's
then
not.
You can't sleep. Then you're obsessed.
Then I'm like, oh God, now it's absolutely real. But if we have time towards the end of this episode, we can talk about our ghost stories. Because you've told me about some weird stuff.
I've definitely told you about some stuff.
Yeah.
And yours, I think you've told me about some stuff, too.
I've told you about some stuff. There was a Reddit episode about a year ago where I told some of the stories that I've experienced. I've told them before, here and there, over the years. But it is some weird things.
There's some weird stuff. Guys,
a lot of your
creepy stuff
is dreams, right?
A lot of my stuff is dreams.
Have you ever had non-dream
I mean, I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're from
Massachusetts.
You're from where ghosts come from.
Connecticut.
When you die, when you die and you become a ghost, you do start
like, hey,
in Massachusetts.
Hey, welcome to Boston. Come on in, you fuck.
Yeah, yeah. If you say you live in California and you die, you'll wake up as a ghost in Massachusetts. You have to make your way back to California.
Correct.
If you want to haunt there.
Correct.
But all ghosts start in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. That is canon.
Absolutely.
Do we want to bring on our first?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this wonderful guest. He has been on the pod before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't recognize him?
No.
Okay, well, our first guest to tell us his actual ghost story is Tommy Bowe.
Ooh.
Whoa, he just came out of smoke. SNL.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey.
Aww. Welcome back.
Don't sound excited.
Well, I'm getting spookified.
Let's try that again.
Hey, Tommy. No. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. You're back again. Thanks for joining us.
Wow. I feel so comfortable.
Now, what's up, Tommy?
Hey. It's going good. I'm here to tell a ghost story, as you both know.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Now, you've told this story many times, but I'm trying to recall this story, and I'm wondering when the last time I heard this.
I've never heard it.
I don't think you've ever heard it. Nope. I think this predates you a little bit. At least, I think you may have been on the main channel, but I don't think you were, like, incorporated yet.
Yeah.
I told this on the, quote, Smosh cast when it was, like, first around.
Okay.
Before we were Smosh Mouth.
Whoa.
Interesting.
But, yeah, I've told it a few times. I can't remember the other time I've told it, but I've definitely told it. I also, this is, like, my ghost story, so I've told it 1,000 times.
Of course.
I'm so excited, but it's different every time.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
Set in 1865. I'm just kidding. No, don't blow out the candles.
I'm blowing out the
fake
candles.
It took Art forever to light them.
Art didn't even light them.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So this is, let's see. It's, what, 3-4 years ago, maybe? Maybe 5 years ago, somewhere in there.
Oh, recent.
Yeah. I was living in my apartment in North Hollywood. So this is before I moved into that house that had the dog. And then I moved into my current apartment. And I was living with two friends from college. Picture this. There you are. This was an often experience. We're going to start little and build up to the event.
I love that.
Love that. Perfect.
I like
the seeds were there from the start, if you look for them. You're there right now, washing your dishes. You're looking down at your sink. It's like a little kind of island where it's like the sink and some cupboards and stuff like that. And to your back right are like a few sets of stairs, a little landing, and then a big set of stairs up to the second story.
Okay.
The way that the light hit that space, we had like a sunlight on top of it, but that was kind of it for lighting. When you are at this sink, you feel someone over in that stairs. You just feel it. You feel it. And sometimes if your peripherals catch it, you would see like a figure. Not any specific kind of figure, but like, you know, a tall, long thing. And when you go to look, of course, it's not there. But I would feel it always, like, and I would always be like, okay. I'm like, come on, girl, leave me alone.
So it's a girl.
It felt girl.
Okay.
But I don't know. Who's to say?
Okay.
Definitely poltergeist energy, though. They were like, I'm here. Like, they want to know. They want you to know. And so I would always be like, okay, there's like a ghost thing that hangs it on the staircase, whatever. And one day I had my friend over, and I had not talked about this to anybody except my roommate, who also said that he could feel something there. And then the roommate's there, my friend's there. And then I go, yeah, so we've actually been, and my friend goes, the person that stands on the weird ghost thing that stands on your stairs?
No.
And I like almost barfed because that freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I felt her, seen her before. And I was like, okay. So then.
Terrifying.
Moving forward, things would happen. We would hear a, and then look over and our swing top garbage can lid would just be swinging.
Nope.
Just be swinging.
Ooh.
On its own. Okay. Cool. Sometimes things would fall off the walls and we wouldn't know why, stuff like that. Late at night, especially like when the pandemic started happening, or no, this wasn't even, this was before. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Still same room I was trapped in. I would like work on my computer, obviously, like again, it'd be a desk against the wall. And I swear I would feel something like standing right behind me, not in a menacing way, not in like, I'm going to steal your soul, but just kind of like, hey, what are you doing?
What are you working on?
What are you working on? And it would just like be standing there. And so I would like feel this, like, you know, the energy on your back. And so I would like turn around. And one time I did turn around and it looked like steam, like evaporating.
What?
Kind of. Yeah. Also, I'm a stoner. So I was stoned. So I'm not the most reliable narrator, but that did happen.
Meanwhile, you actually turned around and
coughing out your own smoke.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so
That's
much
crazy.
Mist.
So that brings us to and also like things go missing all the time, but I think that's the stoner part. So now that brings us to that brings us to like the night of the event.
Nighttime, scary time.
So this ghost had been established. We're like, sure, yeah, whatever. I'm in bed. Okay. And I'm the way that my room is set up is like the diagonal. On one corner is the door to the bedroom. Right next to it is the door to the bathroom, my personal bathroom.
Okay. Nice.
Across from that is, I'm like, I was waiting for you to say, cool, you had your
rich.
Own bathroom. Across from that, very rich, living with two roommates. Across from that is my bed. So just so you can like picture the room. It's like when I'm in bed and I'm laying down, I'm staring straight at the bathroom door. And then if I look over to the diagonal, that's the door to the room.
Okay. Open doors, darkness.
So the doors are closed.
Okay, when I'm well,
both,
all right.
Both doors are closed.
Both doors are closed on this night. And so, so I hear this like scuttling, rattling, shaky thing, which would, it to me sounded like if like a raccoon was outside my door or like in a wall or something. It was like hard. It was just like scritchy, scratchy, crumbly, bumbly.
Nope.
And so I'm like, what the fuck is that? And so like I go up and like try and find like pinpoint the source, and it's like hard. I can't really pinpoint the source. I'm like, okay. And so I get out of my room and I like look over, and it's like where these like where storage is. So like open the storage and there's nothing there. And then I feel like it's kind of coming from up. And so like I look up and it's like it's the AC system is where that is, like the main AC unit. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's something with the AC. I don't know. But then it gets like more rattly and more like intense. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I text my roommate and he's like, what is that? And I was like, oh, so I'm not crazy. You can hear this. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, Sophia's asleep. I'm just fucking chilling here. So I was like, okay, scary, scary.
Scary, scary. At least you weren't alone.
Right. So I go to my bed and the rattling is still happening. It's enough to where you can't fall asleep. It's like rattling. And so I'm there. And then here's the fun part.
Okay.
The rattling sound moves from that corner across my ceiling to on top of my bed.
No!
So the sound, I could feel the and hear the sound go like, and then the sound stopped. And then my bathroom door opened all the way by itself.
No!
Uh-huh. And so I was like, I went, okay. I was like, I see you, ghost. Thanks. Like, I'm like, you got me. I'm fucking freaked out. So I like put on a podcast and I was like, I hope you like this podcast. And I was like playing it because I was just like, oh, if I talk like it's my friend, it won't kill me. So I just did that. And then I went to sleep. Somehow I fell asleep.
If it wanted to kill you, it would have killed you already.
Exactly. So the next morning, we talked about it as a group and everyone was like, that was really scary. And so we did the Palo Santo sage thing where we go around into every corner and we go, hey, this isn't your home. You got to go. Hey, get out of here. It's not your home. Like, sorry, girl. Like, you got to go. And we did that all over the entire apartment. The next day, everything on our walls was on the floor. Everything. Everything was on the floor. We didn't have a lot of art, but all of it was on the floor.
Stop.
Did you, like, when was it on the floor? Did you hear it fall off? Did you?
We did not hear it fall off. We came out the next morning. We were like, oh, my God. We were like, okay, someone had a fit on their way out. But since then.
What?
Were things broken or was it just like.
No. Well, one of the frames like fell apart. It was a cheap frame, but it, you know, I guess when it hit
the
ground.
She's just like walking through the hallway. She's like, Palo Santo, my ass,
right,
bitch.
Right. So yeah. And then after that, there was no more ghost. We kicked her out. She just threw a fit on her way out. Isn't that great? Oh, and I must say, the movement of the sound, if it was in the AC, the vent was on the wall. So it would have to move, you know, in a 90 degree angle, but it moved at a 45.
Did your door opened by itself?
Right.
So
and your this door never opened by itself.
No. You would have to open another door to create some like weird vacuum situation.
The knob was pretty like it was one of the secure
ones. It's a
or was because like some doors, you know, kind of like, oh, it doesn't fully shut type of situation.
This is what he does.
I'm asking because it makes it scarier if it's like, no, this thing fucking.
This is what he does.
I can't tell you. I was in the middle of the whole thing. I mean, it's. I think it was a long handle that you push down as opposed to a twisty knob.
So when the door opened, you didn't get up and shut it?
I can't remember if I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't know how you stayed in that room and slept.
I don't know either. I was definitely awake for like another hour and I was just like sitting there, but you know.
And all the things on the floor, is that's multiple rooms.
Yeah, there was some up. There was a thing upstairs that was on the floor. And then there was, we had three pictures on the wall in our living room that was down. And then something in the hallway that was down.
So when you went to wash the dishes, you never then experienced the feeling or saw.
Nope. Ever
the
since.
The feeling was gone after
that. The feeling was gone after that.
Did you look up I mean, I don't know where you look up your apartment to know any history, but like,
you know, they don't have to disclose if someone died in your apartment if you're renting.
I heard this.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
That is a real thing. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you could be renting.
And the reality is, you know, if ghosts are real, if hauntings are real, LA is probably fucked.
Oh, yeah.
There are so...
Because not only are there ghosts, it's like they're sad ghosts. Because yeah, so many like, sad people
I didn't make it.
There's so many lost
dreamers. No, truly.
Dreamers.
I mean, the golden era of Hollywood probably left a million fucking
nightmare
spirits.
How many agents are just like, I wanted to be an actor and now I'm an agent and now I'm dead. And renting.
I wanted to be an agent. That's what my dream was.
No, they wanted to be an actor and then they became an agent.
Became an
agent. And that's why they make your life a living hell.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Hey, if any one of you want to. Okay.
That's terrifying.
That is so scary.
Yeah, that was like, I've had little ghost things before, but this was the first like physical.
No, that's evidence.
Like there was a sound, there was like physical movement.
That's so scary that you already were up going, this is weird, and talking to your roommate about this is weird, and then a door opened.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like all the weird stuff happened. You're like, what's going on? And then it's kind of like done, you know, by that point. It's
no, they had my attention and then they were like, check this out.
Do you know what's crazy is I have heard that Palo Santo, it comes from a lot of different tribes and it like gets rid of bad spirits and bad energy. But a medium once told me when I had a bunch of nightmares to do that. And it actually fucking works.
Wow.
If you like speak to it, my sister, of course, once was like clapping in each part of my apartment, being like, getting the energy out, clapping the energy out. And I could not. I was like, I can't with this. What are you clapping?
So when it's burning a piece of wood, you're like, I'm in.
When it's burning a piece of wood that like has history, I'm like, yeah, of course.
It smells so good.
It smells so good.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
What?
Palo Santo?
No.
It's great. It's wood and you burn it. And it smells really nice.
Yep,
that's cool. So it's like a wood thing that you burn around.
It's wood that you burn.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So because I just you're like when you're saying saging, it's not sage. It's
it is you sage. Can't no
no
mm-mm. No sage is different. Sage is like leaves.
Yeah,
and Palo Santo is wood.
That's what he was asking. Is sage sage? It is sage.
Right, but you're saying about saging your house, but you're using wood. But then you're just saying wood.
I did both.
Oh, I had
Palo
both.
Santo and a. Ball of like a thing of and we were just going like, hey,
interesting,
because you know when your doors open on their own and there's rattling noises that wake you up at night, it's like, well, I need to sleep,
you
so I'm like, now I'm
something.
Kicking you out, now I gotta kick
do
you
something
out.
You gotta do something.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I would wish if I was in that situation, I mean, I'd probably be scared and I'd be like, let's do whatever, but it is sad that you can't figure out who lived there, what, because you kind of almost wish you could resolve whatever.
Yes.
If I'm a ghost someday, I'd be like, oh man, if there's something I needed to do, I wish I could communicate that.
See, that's what I always think. I always think they're trying to communicate. Like,
oh yeah.
They're like, hey, I was here.
Right.
And this happened and we have to find that guy.
They're like, I want to kill the landlord. I'm like, so do I.
The rent sounds is so
like
high.
Sounds like we've got a plan. Like,
the trash chute never works. And I'm like, I know.
I want to go to the Glendale Galleria. It's like, all right, let's go.
Hop in. The car door slowly opens on.
That would be terrible.
Wow. Yeah,
so that's the quick little...
And then you
ghost
moved out.
Adventure. Yeah,
moved
out eventually there. I moved out. I also had this, then this is also part of a small lore of the past. I had this painting that when I was in New York, I was like walking down the street and it kind of hypnotized me. And I was like, I'm going to buy this painting. And it was of, I don't know what culture it was. It was like a woman and her head was kind of off center, which was strange. And she had like half of a background behind her that was like, maybe you're sitting in front of a house, but there were like bottles on the ground and like luggage. It was very like, and it was very sepia based, and it just had this weird energy to it, but in a way that was like, this is kind of awesome.
She was waiting for the train,
something. And so I had that in my apartment for a while, and then after that I was like, when I moved out of that apartment, I was like, maybe the painting is also not doing good things for me. So I ripped it open because I thought there'd be a letter inside. There wasn't.
Oh my God, a letter?
I thought there would be. I was
like, you have found me. My father left me here by the train.
But yeah,
that's a horror movie.
So yeah, that's the story.
I'm glad that you are free of
this
spirit.
Yes, and I am.
Seems just a little bit mischievous.
Now I'll just see little I think there's like a ghost cat or dog in my current apartment.
Interesting.
Because like I'll see like on the ground, like I'll see little like shadow like movements, but like in the like the lower end of the floor, you know?
Interesting.
And I'm just like, oh, there's probably a cat here at one point.
Maybe they're still there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe they're taking my keys and putting them in places that I went, why are they here?
No, honey, that's you.
That's all
like,
you.
My keys are in the fridge, that damn cat.
God dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Real or not real?
Well, I mean, we don't.
Wait, are you saying you made it all up?
No, I'm saying, what do you believe me?
I believe you.
I believe you.
Okay.
Whenever people tell me these stories, I'm like,
you.
I believe everything that you just said.
I believe
but do you think
it was
a ghost?
Before you sat down.
Thank you. Do you think it was a ghost?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
he probably thinks it's someone from like a different dimension, maybe.
So you believe in different dimensions, but not a ghost. I got to say that I don't believe.
I have the same feeling about all of it where I'm like, I don't know.
I was just having fun.
Yeah.
I personally don't know if I believe in ghosts fully because I feel like there's like a wait. So how does that line up to the, you know, but I do believe in like energy stamping.
I believe in like that's, energy. I believe in people like not figuring out where to go. So they get caught in these like places. That's what I think ghosts are.
Yeah, I think they're like repeated moments.
That's a thought that I've always had too.
Like if I'm going to cry in that corner over and over and over again, then 100 years from now, there's going to be some fucked up energy in that corner.
Well, it's kind of like, imagine you live in a house and you're like, say you're in a relationship and you live in a house and you have just the most toxic, awful breakup ever.
Yeah.
You both move out of that house, but then someday, 10 years later, you move back to that house and you're in it. Could you be haunted by your own experiences and experience that stuff and like could weird stuff
definitely.
Just
because
I'm also like the human brain is mysterious in so many ways that I'm like, do our own beliefs literally affect the physical environment around us sometimes, you know, like I think that's what I mean when I'm a skeptic of just like, I'm like, there's a million possible the devil.
The world card says yes.
The world card says yes.
But that's
kind of
some
agree
crazy
with you.
Shit.
Memories. Also, you can smell a scent and be like,
oh, the amount
my
of times,
piano teacher.
Right. The amount of times a smell has shot me back into some memory I never thought
Dude,
of.
Dude, one time I was waitressing and I went up to a girl and I was like, you smell like my piano teacher. And she was like, I'm kind of offended.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, no. I mean, she was intense and a great woman and she was like older and whatever. And she was like, I'm still
I
getting
smell
offended.
Like an intense old woman. Thank
and
you.
And I was like, what are you wearing? And she was like, 100% patchouli. And I was like, well, that's what it is.
There you go.
I was like, she wore patchouli. And I thought she smoked weed. And I just offered too much information.
Mm.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
When
to
a smell triggers something.
Well,
I'll leave you with this. I hate patchouli. I think the smell
that's
is
why
intense
the ghost,
and annoying.
That's why the ghost haunted you.
Yep.
I kind of slightly agree. Well, thank you so much,
Tommy
Bo.
Thank you.
Don't burn yourself on the way out. These are real candles.
Yeah.
Go. Okay.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. I wish we had sage now.
Spooky. Yeah.
Like sage and Palo Santos. Wow.
That's crazy. No, if I was in a room and a door opened on its own, I gotta leave.
For me, feelings are one thing. Physical, because I feel like
that's awful.
To move something physical is strong.
I've never seen something move like on its own.
Oh.
I mean, well.
Well.
Perhaps.
Perhaps
on Halloween, people
perhaps
see
maybe
something.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Have.
Okay. Our next story comes from Noah, who is here with us.
Noah, please enter the
Noah,
space.
If you are here.
Noah, fly down from where you are and enter.
Hello.
Oh my God, you're here.
Hello, Noah.
I've been summoned.
Hi,
I
Noah.
I don't think I know your ghost story. Have I
no,
heard this?
I don't think I've ever told anyone at Smosh here. One time I told this on stage in like a little stand-up set.
Okay.
That's fun.
So it's funny.
Were people laughing?
I mean, yes, they were, because I think it's funny, but I think it's funny because I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in aliens.
That makes
I don't
sense
believe in
to me.
Cryptids.
Okay.
And yet, with 100% certainty, I know my truth and what I experienced that night.
See, that this is where like I'm skeptical too, because when you say that, that makes me believe in it more. That right. I'm like, you are not actively trying to prove it's true to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're right. trying to doubt it.
You're like, no.
You can't deny what happened.
Yep.
No.
And that's scary yeah. to me.
I am a completely logical person. I know what I experienced and how it felt, but I also know that there's no way that it can be real despite this being 100% real. So I just have to live in that space.
Huh?
Okay.
I have to live with that. I have to accept that reality.
The ghost is like, dude, I've been trying. You're coming up with all these theories.
Stop.
I gotta go, man.
Let me tell you, because this is not just a ghost story, okay? It is a ghost story and an alien story.
Stop.
That's right.
And a Yeti story.
And what? I'm telling you, okay?
I'm telling you.
And it's the Yeti aliens. From that Christmas story, you know, yeah. the Rudolph movie.
The Abominable Snowman.
Yes, uh-huh.
I remember that movie.
Bumble's Bounce.
Yes, Bumble.
That All movie right. was spooky. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Noah.
So to set the stage, this is before I met my girlfriend. So this is probably 8-9 years ago. Okay. So I was working at Smosh, but, you know, like right
Very
at the
early
beginning
on.
Of when I was hired. So I was like 18, 19. So I don't think weed was legal yet in California. It might have just been
why
legal.
Is weed look, the common factor?
Look,
in these
it just
stories.
Is
I smoked
what
a
it is.
Huge blunt, okay. and then this okay. lady came to me.
I know
and
what
was
I
like,
saw.
Whoa.
I was high as shit, and it was real.
This is great.
Okay, go on. Go on.
Okay, so understand this. I went to the store, and I went to buy a brownie, and when I was looking at the options. Okay, this was before there was a legal dosage. Like, now it's legal, like, 10 milligrams is one dose. Like, if you go to buy a chocolate bar, it's 100 milligrams, like, standard. Usually, you cannot find anything more than that unless it's in, like, liquid form or it's doing a weird thing with the serving sizes. So I went and I saw that they had a 1,000 milligram brownie in the same size as the 100 milligram one. And I was really confused, okay? And this one's in a complete black bag. There's one sticker on it that someone obviously put on. And it just has a cow with three eyes and a top hat, okay?
Where are you shopping?
At a store.
Okay.
At a legal
At a store that we will never know the name because
store.
It went somewhere
oh,
else.
Oh, it's shut down now. I think it was called
Okay.
Yeah, definitely awesome. Shut down. It was raided yeah. more than once. And so I bought this 1,000 milligram brownie, and it was dense. Like, you felt that it was like, oh, this is, it feels like three sticks of butters in your hand. Like,
oh
it was
God.
A lot. And so I was like, I can't eat this whole thing. So I decided to nibble a corner. And I don't know if how it was made, like, it all dipped in the corner or something. But I'm telling you, I took one bite of this 1,000 milligram brownie, and within 15 minutes, I was so high, I felt like I was in a Looney Tunes episode. Like, I was, like, doinked with the whole sound. I was trying to walk, and I was like, this is not working. And I was in my house. I was still living with my parents, and I was like, oh, this is not.
Your mom's like, honey, you want some dinner? He's like, doink.
So I had to get up the stairs. I had to go in my room, and I felt the earth moving. Like, that's what it was like for me. It was my feet felt something different than my head, so I was moving like I was, like, it was insane. So I went to put myself to bed, and I went to bed maybe about 10 o'clock, and I
How
woke
do you go
up.
To bed?
You just kind of lay down yeah. until you stop feeling sick. And so I woke up maybe about 2:30. It was like super, super dark. And I woke up to the sound of my bedroom door opening, but really like just a little creak. And so I was like, okay, like sometimes doors open, like, you know, you were saying with Tommy, you know, sometimes the AC will kind of make pockets. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I was still beyond high, like so high, I don't even know if I remembered I was high, but I mean, I ate too much weed. And so the door opens a little bit and I'm sleeping where the covers are kind of covering my face a little. And I'm starting to get the blood pressure going, the adrenaline. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. The door didn't just open a little. It opened a little and then a little more and then a little more. So I'm like kind of freaked out and I'm like, look. Maybe there's a robber. Maybe someone's spying on me. You know what I got to do?
I think it was like your mom being like, honey.
Well, in my brain, it had been like 5 minutes of me like in fear being like, okay, is the door going to close? Is someone? Because like if you're peeking, you close the door, right? No, the door was like this, opening.
Uh-huh.
So I decided that I was going to finally gain the courage, pop open my sheets like a big surprise attack. I was going to be like, if someone's here yeah. and they're like, you know, like I'm going to pop up and get them. So right when I'm like, I'm going to pop up and get them, all of a sudden I hear footsteps. And I, in my room, it's a high pile carpet, but it's also like a wood floor underneath. So you get a creak sometimes at night, but high pile, you hear kind of like a whoosh, like if someone's stepping, you know?
Yeah.
It's completely silent
totally
at night. And so I'm hearing creaks and stepping synchronously. So I'm like, that's a footstep. Like if someone's stepping on my carpet, you would hear the carpet and then you'd hear the wood creak because I'm on the second floor. And so now I'm freaked the fuck out. I was about to do a surprise attack. I'd gained the courage. Now I'm shitting my pants. I'm full on like someone is staring over my face right now. Like that's how I feel.
That's really
There's
scary.
Like four footsteps, the same distance. You'd get right above me. Like I'm freaking the fuck out. And I'm like, no, go back to your plan. Surprise attack. Surprise attack. So I'm like, this is it. This is it. I pop up to try to like, you know, whoever it is, I'm going to get you. I pop up. The moment I pop up, I swear to God, my bedroom door, which is like halfway open, goes whoosh, boom. Closes so quick, quicker than like it's not like a slow, like whoosh, and now I'm fucked. I'm like, this is
it, like slams shut,
slams shut, like enough that if anyone else was awake, like someone else should have woken up, like it was loud. I was like, this is it. My heart is pounding. I'm like, I am fucked. Surprise attack didn't work. I go back under the covers because I'm like, look, if they come back, I have to be hidden.
Yeah,
so I hide and then I realize, what if they're still in the room? What if it's a ghost and it's in the fucking room? Why would it have left? It just closed the door behind it. Now it's me versus ghost.
What you need to do, and this is what I would do in that situation, you say out loud, you go, I'm not stuck in here with you. You're stuck in here with me.
And then I pull my pants down.
And then you shit in your bed.
Surprise attack.
And the ghost's like, oh,
no. Okay, so now I'm fucking freaked. I'm back under the covers. My heart is racing. I think now there's a ghost in the room. And I'm like, this ghost is going to kill me. That's what ghosts do. Ghosts kill people. Oh, now I'm fucked. Like, people are going to find me dead under my sheets. Like, oh, this is just the worst thing.
You're having a terrible trip
just
right
now. Just a horrible, high as hell.
High trip. Okay. Right now.
Your mom goes in Noah and you're there just like
yeah. That's what I imagine.
Ghost kill
with a brownie in
yes,
hand.
Yes. I'm the only ever OG.
What if you pull down the sheets and it's the cow with the three eyes in the top
yeah,
hat.
Like,
you need to finish the brownie, Noah.
Okay. I swear to God, there's a ghost above me. He's going to kill me. They're going to kill me, whomever they are. And I, at this point, I accept it. It's probably been 2 or 3 minutes of me knowing the ghost is above me. I know for a fact the ghost is above me. There's nothing I can do. I can't think my way out of this. Surprise attack didn't work. It didn't scare it off. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. The moment that I'm kind of like feeling that they're coming closer to me, I hear my blinds go. And I'm like, what the fuck? The weirdest thing, though, is I feel the energy that I'm not the only one surprised. The ghost was surprised by the window. I'm telling you, this ghost did not expect the window because I was feeling that I was going to die.
You know, you could feel he was surprised.
You know
surprised.
What I'm
oh, you can
this
feel
whole
it.
Story is surprising me.
You
I'm
can,
stunned.
I'm telling you, you know when you feel something. And I was feeling it. If a ghost had breath, it was breathing on me and there was a sheet in
ghost
between
like
me.
Blinds?
Yeah, no. Now it's like the ghost turned its head also. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, something new is happening that neither of us expected tonight. Like, the plan is going haywire at this point. So I peek through the covers because I'm like, at this point, ghost is going to kill me. Now's a new contender in the ring. What the fuck is going to happen? I look. My window's a little ajar. My screen, I don't have a screen there. So I'm like, bro, an alien just got in here. Bro, I knew an alien just fucking got in my window. And you know what's crazy? The ghost knew as well because the ghost stopped.
Oh,
I felt the three
oh,
of us.
So
I could feel the energy. We were in a Mexican standoff. It was me, an alien, and a ghost. And the ghost and the alien, they didn't know that they both were coming to my room that night. It's as if they both had a plan. Like, they just so happened to be in the same place. I swear to God. So, essentially, I realize, okay, no matter what happens, like, I'm not making it out. And
right.
They're determining between the two of them right now who gets first dibs, right? Is the ghost going to kill me or is the alien going to probe
me? Take you.
Or is the alien going to probe me? Yeah, and then the ghost. So I just accept it and I said, this is it. Let me get under my sheets. I go under my sheets. I'm scared as hell. I feel a ghost. I feel tickling by my legs. I'm
tickling.
Like, oh, the probe's coming. I feel it by my leg hairs. And I swear to God, my heart rate is so, I think I passed out. I think I fully passed out from an anxiety attack.
Because you were so high.
Because an alien was trying to kill me while a ghost was trying to probe me. You don't know what that's
Wait,
like.
An alien's trying to kill you while the ghost's trying to
no,
probe
no, no,
you?
No, flip it. Flip it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Heard.
And I knew it. I knew it. And so I fell asleep. I think I passed out from an anxiety attack. And I woke up in the morning and I just want to say, like, you know, probing isn't as bad as they say, I guess, because I was fine. And whatever the ghost wanted, it got. Maybe they fought. I don't know what happened. I was asleep. I woke up. I was good.
When you were completely fine. Your window was slightly ajar.
Door was still open. Door was closed.
Do you remember opening that window? Or was that window is that window usually closed?
I have no fucking clue.
I don't
take tabs in my window.
My brain just goes to his mom going it's really hot in here. Open the door. She's like, let's close the blinds. Tickle, 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 my sweet little boy. And then she leaves.
I think your mom's a ghost.
She goes, God, you're so high, little tickle.
There's a ghost and an alien.
Why are you so certain it was an alien in that second situation, not another ghost?
Because what comes in through a second story window that would surprise a ghost?
Everybody knows that.
You don't think a ghost could surprise a ghost?
Why,
it's like a rock, paper, scissors situation.
It's like a Gmail account calendar. Like a ghost should know where a ghost. Why would two ghosts try to haunt the same soul? Unless they're like ghost twins, right? Then you're only getting half a soul.
Maybe it's a mama and a papa, and they want a baby.
Were you still high when you woke up?
Without a doubt. Without a fucking doubt. I'm telling you, dude, I ate so little of that brownie, and now I know. The real moral of the story is I know why they're serving sizes. Like, if anyone ever was like, oh my God, like, I totally can handle more. Like, maybe you can. But the issue is like, thank God I was in my room at night when an alien and a ghost showed up. Imagine I was anywhere else. And
they just showed up?
Yes.
Could you imagine if you were anywhere else at the grocery store?
Oh my God. I don't want to be anywhere when a ghost and an alien both show up at the same time.
Uh-huh. And but if you eat enough weed, it happens.
You started this story by saying you don't believe in ghosts, you don't believe in aliens.
I don't believe in them.
But then you just told us a story about a ghost and an alien.
100%.
You don't believe in them, but you're certain.
There's no world where ghosts and aliens are real. However, for me, in that little half an hour span, there was both a ghost and an alien trying to straight up take me. And they weren't even working together. They had to, figure it out as they went along. It was a loose alliance. It was, the men, the dwarves, and the elves up against, the forces of
Mordor.
It's true.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Wait, could you hear them talking?
I'm going to be honest. I couldn't hear it, but I could feel that there was a dialogue. You know?
I love that.
Yeah, I took ASL for a few years, so I feel like I could handle body language and energy communication. Okay.
But they were speaking two different languages.
So this alien can see ghosts and was fully aware there's a ghost in there.
I'm not sure how it works.
What if the alien was there for the ghost?
I'm still not sure if the alien was invisible or just very little.
Oh, that's a good point, Shane. Yeah. What if the alien was like, hey, you're coming with me. I saw your calendar. Like, I knew you'd be here.
For all I know, the alien showed up because it wanted to study the ghost haunting me. Who knows?
Why it tickled your feet?
It tickled my feet and it went up my legs and I closed my eyes and fell asleep before it could get to my butt. That's what I did. I said, if it's going to probe me, I'm going to be asleep.
Okay.
I woke up okay. Just saying.
And did you take more bites of that brownie eventually?
No, I threw that shit away. Threw that shit away.
A thousand?
I'm telling you, I ate the
psychotic.
Corner.
It's psychotic.
I would never even try to eat that whole thing. I ate the corner.
Yeah, but back in the day, those things aren't regulated. They're not.
Look, I don't know where it was made.
No, you don't know anything
that
about
store never existed.
Here's what I'm curious about. You're talking about hauntings and aliens. I think we need to go back to that brownie. You found this weird brownie with a weird cow imagery on it. What if that brownie, it summons demons, and you didn't eat enough of that brownie for the demons to come and fully get you, but they wanted you. I think that brownie, you eat the whole brownie, you join them.
You become the third
one.
Eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gotten high since?
Yes, but
has happened.
No, I've never... With marijuana, have I ever had any experience like that other than the time that I ate that 1,000-milligram brownie? Maybe very early on, the second time I got high, I thought I saw a ghost chicken, but that's different. I was just really high.
I wonder what would happen, because I know you can't overdose on weed, but what would happen if you ate the whole brownie?
You know, I think what I did was probably an overdose.
You can think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
I think you have
a panic attack.
You've been to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't stop fainting.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Garden,
Wait, I've never heard someone describe
I'm sorry.
It was
scary.
4 months into our relationship.
Are you sure? Wait.
I drank hot chocolate.
What do you mean you can't
Don't
stop
fuck with
fainting?
Chocolate
and it wasn't
butter.
Even weed. It was just really good.
It was weed.
There's a lot of marshmallows in it.
I straight up went to the hospital.
You kept fainting. Mm-hmm.
And what did they do for you?
Because I was so high.
They gave you more hot chocolate?
They put me in a wheelchair and I threw up all over the nurse's shoe and she called me a fucking bitch. It's a long story. Those nurses work hard, but damn, They do not like it if you are fucked up.
Yo, do you know what brand you ate?
No. His stepdad made it for us.
Shit, maybe he's the connector.
He's probably the green
maybe
angel.
Maybe he's the three-eyed cow.
Oh, my God.
It's like
God.
The three-eyed raven.
You literally need to Google that.
Yeah.
It has to be a brand. I feel like it was called, like, Kosovo or
something. Yeah.
There's going to be a comment beneath being like, I had one of those, man. That was
actually,
crazy.
Same thing happened
and
to
I
me,
saw,
bro.
And I the bet, same thing happened.
I bet our fans will find that.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Well, thanks, Noah, I didn't know what to expect, of course.
Yeah.
And you that was incredible.
What did Keith say when you told him that story?
I've never told him that story.
You've never told Keith that story?
I think I've forgotten to every time I've hung out with him.
You're like, let me remind
you.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
I want to see Keith's reaction when you tell him that shit. Okay. Thank you, Noah.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Noah. Go back to where you came from. See ya.
I don't know what's scarier, having a ghost and alien both enter your room or having a trip that bad.
Having a trip that bad. Because let me tell you,
awful.
That was the worst night of my life.
That sounds awful.
And do not go to the LA Zoo lights while you're on it.
Oh,
awful.
God. Holy crap.
You can smell animals and see lights.
You
it
look
is
over
a
at the
nightmare.
Howler Monkeys and they're like, hey, Amanda, how's it going?
But they have lights everywhere. And trust me, especially when you're first dating.
Oof.
Not cute.
Yeah. Rough.
Or it is like.
That was a test.
Yeah.
You passed. You were basically married when that happened.
No, I was like 3 months in and my sister was like, I'm going to murder your boyfriend. he harmed you. And I was like, we both drank hot chocolate. She's like, he's never forgiven.
He Gardier seems like the type to put in a lot.
Yeah. And he's like, yum, yum, yum. Get up.
And he was
have
fine.
Have a good time. No, he was fucked up. But he was having a blast.
He's
like
woo.
He's like, woo. He's like, you just fainted. We gotta figure this out. Da da da. That's
oh
the story
my God.
For another time.
Okay.
Anyways.
Our next story.
Our next and last story.
Yeah.
Because these have been so incredible.
Huh.
And maybe we save the best for last. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Chance is here.
Woo!
Yeah.
I would just like to say, if there's any ghosts or aliens that are trying to probe me, I won't be asleep.
I knew you were going to say that. He's like, surprise attack, bitch, I'm looking
I'm
at
like,
you.
I'm like, bitch, I've already lubed up, so joke's on you.
The blankets are fully down. Yeah.
I'm ass up.
Welcome.
Haunt me, please. I'm like, no crucifix here.
Stop.
Where are your rosary beads,
stop.
Bitch?
Oh, Well,
there's also been
guys,
a lot
this
of...
is Chance.
Hey. This is Chance.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
There's also been a lot of talk of like aliens and interdimensional beings. And I'm like, what are ghosts but interdimensional beings?
Fair.
That's so true.
What Fair. If we die, we go to a different plane of existence?
That's what I think.
Yeah, it's just ghosts are in a different plane.
That's what I think.
Pretty crazy.
Okay, so
you've been
haunted.
So, yes, I've been haunted. I come from Franklin, Tennessee. Which
haunted
is
place?
Haunted place.
The American South, I feel like, is
yeah.
The American South in general.
Virginia,
just a lot of,
like South Carolina, aren't
yeah,
they haunted?
100%.
Or is it like all of Appalachia is apparently haunted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So much. It's just also the woods. I see a lot of things about
the woods
in general. It's like
also alien stuff there too.
Not as much alien stuff. Alien stuff's more like Nevada, Utah.
Great. Nice.
Yeah. The West is the aliens.
Got it.
The West is the aliens.
The East is the haunted stuff.
Yeah, it's more ghosts. More ghosts, definitely.
Yeah.
But Franklin, Tennessee, just so much like unended suffering that is like going on into the afterlife, I think is what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this place called the Carter House and the Carton Plantation. And so they are these places that battles during the Civil War took place.
Civil War.
And Tennessee was like a battleground state because it's right in the middle of the South and the North that we're fighting. So like a lot of battles went on there, especially in Franklin, most notably the Battle of Franklin.
So, oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Very creative.
Very creative. Well, you name
They're
it
like,
what it
Battle
is.
Battle of
Where are
Franklin.
We? There's a sign right there. And so one of our field trips that we would take in
Oh, you were young.
I was going to do a bit. Wait. I forgot I was going to do a bit. Should I do the bit?
Too late now.
Okay, I'm going to do the bit now. Okay, so I have a ghost story. So it was right after COVID, and I went on a date with this guy, and the date went well. The food was great. And then he just was like, do you want to go out to this lookout point? And I was like, oh, sure. So we're like driving up the hill to this
lookout.
Don't lose it before you get to the vet.
Keep it going.
We're driving up to this lookout point and we're up there and I'm kind of getting creeped out because it's like high up. We're not near anyone. It's my first date with this guy. But we sat there and we're like on the edge of this cliff and we're talking and then I'm like, can I kiss you? And he's like, yes. And so I kiss. And then we go back to my place. We have two more dates. And then he just stops responding to me.
There it is.
Let me ask. Did he ghost you?
I had this whole bit where I was going to tell this really long story.
And then it was going to be that.
And it was going to be that.
I can't.
But I forgot I had an actual story, too.
I can't.
Okay, back to the
Okay, back to Franklin, Tennessee, where the Civil War is happening. Minus you getting ghosted at the lookout point. What fucking
good old
year
lookout
is it?
Point that
it
everyone
was,
did.
There was 3 dates later. You can't ghost someone after 3 dates. That's crazy.
Is that a real story?
That is a real story.
Wow, ghosting after 3 dates is crazy.
That is crazy. Crazy.
That is crazy.
Like,
that's
we're, like,
really,
texting now.
That's
like,
past the threshold where it's, like, really bad.
Yes.
That's really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
And it didn't even get probed. Okay, so back to the courthouse.
Back to the haunted land where people killed each other.
Yeah. So there was the Battle of Franklin. 1,700 people died at this place because it was right next to the battle. And so it was just where everyone was going to get some sort of help because these weapons aren't very efficient. They're not killing
people. Shitty.
They're shitty and they're more infecting people into death.
It was like the deadliest war.
It was super deadly and
so many people died. It was crazy.
Yeah. It's not even like they're not even going through and like stabbing people to make sure they're dead like they would in some wars, like sword wars.
Yeah. Sword wars.
In the sword wars.
Those were crazy wars. Sword wars.
Why is that not a term? Sword wars.
I don't know.
No, the time of the sword wars.
Sword wars.
Four guns. Okay. So we took field trips there and. Our dress code was to dress like Confederate soldiers. So there are pictures.
That's so
that's unacceptable.
Like all gray. I'm like a little half black kid, like in this Confederate soldier, ready to fight for my country.
And the ghosts of Union soldiers did not like that.
They did not like that. Well, and Tennessee was, it was middle ground. So it was volunteer state because people were volunteering on both sides.
Wow.
It was in between the Union and the.
That's. Crazy.
Crazy, right?
It's got to be a trippy time in history to be like, we got to choose. Like,
that's what it was. It was like, and even brothers in the same household would be like, I'm going to the Union and I'm going to the Confederacy.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving that year was awkward.
Where's that movie? Where is that movie?
Oh my
that's
God.
A good
all right.
Movie.
I should
make that
movie. No political conversations. Yeah. All right. We'll kill each other later this year.
Oh my God.
Okay, so. We went on a field trip, and during the field trip, we knew this place was, like, haunted. It had, like, ghosts, and we knew this. Two different kids passed out after they saw the same ghost, allegedly. It was this woman, and there was a woman. I can't remember what her name was. McGavick. McGavick.
Sounds legit.
Yes, and... There was a woman who, like, was the main caretaker of the house, and they both said they saw this woman who just fits her description. It was, like, brown hair, long brown hair, big white dress, and a candle. And they saw her, two different kids at different parts of the field trip passed out saying they said they saw the same ghost. And they're like fourth graders. They're not, like, that smart.
And how old were you?
Fourth grade.
Okay.
Fourth grade field trip.
In a Confederate uniform.
In a Confederate uniform.
Okay.
And I think I even picked cotton that trip. I'm not kidding.
I can't. It
was a cotton plantation. So they were like, go and pick some cotton.
God damn. So crazy.
So anyways, so
that is
fast forward. They don't do tours all year. So it like shuts down for part of the year.
Okay.
And this is senior year of high school. My friends and I were like reminiscing about haunted places and we're like trying to get a kick. We're like so done with this town. We're 18 years old. We're like, get us out of here. Like we need to rage against the dying of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, what if we went to like the Carton Plantation like while it was like
ooh.
Dark and at nighttime.
Mm-mm.
Which don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And no. I don't, and my friends were white. I will say my friends were white. So they're
so we got our Confederate uniforms
yeah.
back on.
We got our Confederate. You still fit, skinny as fuck. And so we went back. And so we're driving there. We're already like kind of freaked out because we knew the we remember the fainting.
Yeah.
We always hear all this shit about it. So we go there and we pull up and then we like hop the gate or whatever. And we like are walking down the driveway and you can kind of hear something from the house already when we're walking up to it.
Mm.
It's like a... And you can hear like cling clangs of
someone has the kettle on.
Cling clangs of metal too.
Mm.
Like it's giving cling clangs of metal is exactly what it
is. Yep.
So we're like already freaked out because we can hear things going on inside the house. It's like 11:30, maybe midnight.
Ooh,
it's late. Yeah, it's the haunting. It's the witching
it's
hour,
the
bitch.
Yeah.
And so we're like so scared. So like we walk up to the and we can hear the things still kind of muffled up. Wherever it's coming from. And so we open the door and all the sounds stop.
You can just open the door.
It was unlocked.
That's
so
crazy.
We unlock the door. We're not in the main house. We're in like one of the side houses. It's a huge plantation. There's like a bunch of different buildings.
Got it.
And so we go in and we go to the one that we hear sounds from. As soon as we open it, stops. Nothing. So we're like, what the hell? And we're all freaked out. Some of us are recording. There's probably a video somewhere of this. And my adopted brother, Fred, we're all like whispering. We're being so quiet. And Fred is Brazilian. Fred is loud. Fred is brave. Fred is boisterous. Fred is not very haphazard.
His name just doesn't match this description.
Frederico de Andretta.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
All right. I was like, Fred?
Yeah, Fred, no.
Okay.
Frederico de Andretta.
Frederico. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Frederico. And so we're all like, you can feel pins and needles. And like this place, it's so dark. It is so, so dark. The moon's like half lit. So there's not a lot of light. There's no street lights. It's really fucking dark. One of us has our flashlights on our phone.
Oof.
And Fred goes, show yourself. But which is so funny because he was quoting Damian Wayne's movie, they had a joke movie that was
scary movie?
Not scary movie. It's like what's the movie with the camera and Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal Activity.
They had a spoof of that.
Okay.
And there's like a reverend and he comes and he's like, show yourself! Show yourself. So he was quoting that. Very funny and now. But we were so angry and so scared. We like heard something shift upstairs and we just had to book it out of there. So we're like running because we have to run all the way back and jump a fence.
Uh-huh.
So we're like sprinting back and then we look up and there's this chicken. There's a chicken, a live chicken about 40 feet in the air on a pole. I don't know what it means. I don't know if it has some tarot meaning or some spiritual meaning.
It doesn't.
But chickens can't fly that high. How did that chicken get on that pole? And the chicken it was alive. It was a real chicken. I don't know, but we're running. We didn't have time to think about it. And my friend Lexi was like, chickens don't fly. Chickens don't fly. We're thinking, is it a ghost chicken? I don't know what the deal with the chicken is. So we're running. We run. We get back to our car. We're like freaking out. We're like screaming. We're like, oh my God, drive out of here.
Oh my God.
So we leave. And we were talking about it for like a couple days. And then 2 weeks later, we find out that there was a meth lab in there. So we were going into a meth lab, which is much scarier than ghosts.
Yeah.
Much scarier than ghosts.
Wait, stop.
Yeah. We were just a bunch of teens about to go into a fucking meth lab.
Do you mean that they were up there?
Yes, they were up there cooking fucking meth, which Tennessee's really bad. We had a lot of shit.
Why would they choose that house?
I know, because it was empty. They weren't doing tours, so they were just like, fuck yeah.
That doesn't explain why the chicken was up on the pole.
Exactly.
The chicken had
point,
smoked
exactly.
Meth.
I'm a good student.
But this is how we remember the story. We're like, the chicken story. Because the chicken was the scariest part. How did that chicken get up
How
there?
Did that chicken get
we
up there?
We get it. It wasn't haunted, maybe.
Haunted chicken.
Haunted chicken.
Wait, that's terrifying. Did they get like busted? Did they get moved out of there?
Yes. It was a whole thing.
That's crazy.
Cooking up meth in a haunted Civil War place?
Yeah. But that sounds like a great place to cook meth. No, people are scared.
It sounds like a movie. Like this whole thing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
My life's like a movie.
Wait, Chance, that's crazy.
I know.
Did you ever go back?
Well,
no.
Well,
Why would I ever go back?
Why would you ever go
back?
Math.
I didn't even want to go in the first place.
But you didn't see, so you didn't see the woman though.
I never saw the woman.
But those kids I've never that seen fainted, a woman. The kids that fainted did.
The kids that fainted did.
That's really creepy.
I don't remember which two kids, but I do know. So if you went to Walnut Grove and you were the kid that fainted, reach out to
reach
me.
Reach out.
Yeah.
Comment below.
I can't remember which two of you fainted, but I know two of you fainted.
And tell us about the woman that they saw. Holy shit.
Yeah, the woman.
I wonder if they still have kids dress up in Confederate uniforms and pick cotton.
I do think so.
To this day.
I know my middle school mascot was the general, and it was a Confederate general.
So it's...
But it, our colors were... Watch this. Our colors were blue, white, and light gray. The colors of the Civil War were blue for the Union and gray for the Confederacy. Uh-huh. So our... They switched the general from gray to blue after I went there.
Okay, so that's what they did.
So now it's a Union general.
We did Civil War reenactments down the street from us.
Which
like
side
the...
were you on?
Well, you were in Massachusetts.
I was in Massachusetts.
So, blue? You're like, I don't know.
I don't fucking know, but there were guys with muskets.
And Shane, which side were you on? Which side were you?
I grew up in Arizona. We didn't.
You didn't touch that stuff.
Orange.
You didn't touch that stuff.
Orange.
Holy shit, dude! I'm telling you, I feel like I don't know if I would be able to go into that house.
No,
I think I would. I would just be like, I'm not going.
What's really scary is like Civil War, like old battle stuff.
Bitch, there's still bullet holes in the house.
Yeah.
There's still the discoloration from all the blood of the people that were seeping into the wood.
Holy God.
Because they just had bodies on bodies on bodies just sprawled out, some half alive trying to save them with the fucked ass medical supplies that you have in 1860.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Dude.
Crazy.
Teenagers that go to places to scare themselves are insane.
Why?
I've definitely done it, but we definitely have places like that.
You just need
a
thrill.
You need a thrill. You need to get out.
Yeah, you need to get out.
It's like Footloose. You need to get out of that town.
Yeah,
let us dance.
Did your adopted brother from Brazil also have to participate in those, like the reenactments? And
he had not moved here from Brazil yet.
So he did not become Confrederico.
Hey.
Wow.
Fuck. 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 Shit. No. Oh, God.
What is with you guys?
Oh, God, it hurts. Oh, shit.
What is with you guys?
Just pull the bullet out, please.
Wrapping these stories to, like, let it out at a certain time. I
thought of it a while ago, and I was like, I'm just going to wait for the right opportunity.
Just sit on it. Sit on it.
Confrederico.
Confrederico is awesome.
That is nuts, man.
I'm amazed. So I'm
going to be honest. Amanda would think my brother is hot.
I was just thinking that when you said his full name, I was like,
I knew it.
Another Portuguese person? Yes.
He's a chef in Amsterdam.
Whoa. Comes out of the kitchen. He's like, show yourself.
Yeah. Show yourself.
How tall is he?
What? He's my height.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Oh, that's fine. I can work with that.
Oh.
That's fine.
That's fine. I can work with that. I probably would,
but
you
I'm
were saying
six
him.
Two
I was like,
in heels, bitch.
That's true. I'd love to see that. Actually, I've seen it a million times.
Okay,
you're wearing heels right now, but we can't tell because you're sitting.
See them.
That is insane.
Wow,
crazy, right?
That's crazy.
Holy crap!
I almost think, I agree that it's worse to find out it's a real person.
Yes,
it's
way scarier.
So
it's way
worse.
Scarier.
It's
you could
so
have been really hurt.
Yeah.
I will take a ghost over, like, if someone's like, hey, you got to stay in that house. There's been reports that it's haunted and there's ghosts. You have to stay in that house. And there's people that are there. We don't know who they are. And I'm I'm taking the ghost.
People are way scarier. And that's what I've noticed about horror movies recently, too. I'm like, there's a lot of, like, people horror movies. Like, people are just sick in the head.
And that's what's scary.
Yeah, that is totally.
Like, people coming into your house and, like the strangers, like, they're coming in.
Fuck no.
That shit is so scary. I mean, way more than,
or what's
like,
that new one with James McAvoy where they're,
Speak
No Evil?
Speak No Evil.
That type of stuff is...
I haven't seen it yet.
So you go on vacation.
That scares me on a real level.
Yes.
Ghosts scare me on, like, a what's going on? Like, what
unknown? Yeah.
But people are actually terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real monsters are...
Wow. Real. And drugs. Drugs are the scariest thing out there.
That's true.
There's no demon like meth. Mm.
But there are safe drugs, too. Like,
yeah, like the brownies.
Like weed? Like, were you also high?
I was not high. I was not high at all.
Wow.
And none of my friends were high. We were good.
Good for Fred.
And we didn't drink either. So Fred drank.
Of course he did. That's awesome. I love that.
Wow.
Well, thank That's you so crazy. Much, Chance.
What was that?
What was that, Chance?
Thank you so much, Chance.
Thank you, Chance.
That was excellent.
That was crazy.
Wow.
And now you're... Now,
should I leave? What are we,
well,
these stories have been incredible.
These were three completely different ghost stories.
Yeah.
Completely unexpected from our wonderful cast members.
Pretty wild shit. We have a ghost story of our own that you will be able to see... on Halloween on Smosh Pit, because Amanda and I stayed overnight here at this studio.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded the whole thing, and we brought equipment, and things happened.
Because not only do people have ghost stories in their life, a lot of employees here at Smosh have a bunch of paranormal encounters here in the office.
Yeah.
So we turned off all the lights, we had ghost hunting gear, and we did some ghost hunting, and some really crazy things happened.
Yeah, you're going to want to check this one out.
You're going to want to check this out. It's coming out on Halloween, which is later this week. There's nothing crazier than seeing this entire office dark.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
Immediately creepy.
Immediately creepy.
What about seeing this entire office? Oh, you know, it's creepier than seeing this entire office dark. Seeing this entire office, if it was like red light or instead.
Guys, thank you so much for watching
our Smosh Mouth ghost stories. And thank you, Chance, for
that. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Goodbye.
Go be spooky. Don't get ghosted.
Don't get ghosted.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.